Women and youth are said to represent some of the most vulnerable groups in South Sudan, despite being the majority of the country's population. Well, among some of the challenges they face is lack of access to capital for them to effectively contribute to the nation's economy. And it is for this reason that the UNDP and its partners are providing the financing facility components of UNDP's Youth Enterprise Development Capacity Building Project and the UN Women's Private Sector Development in Fragile Context Projects. Good morning, and thank you so much for having me. I'm joined in by Ms. Haji Fauzia Mwita, Principal Country Program Officer, and Ms. Pauline Carrion Murimu, Project Coordinator, and Mr. James Cook, Head of Transactional Banking, Stanbic Bank. Good morning, and thank you so much for coming to the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, and thanks for having us.
Right, so tell us about these two projects. I'll start with you, James.
These two projects, the genesis of them is that our UN colleagues are doing is to move away from just the normal intervention to preparing the society for resilience. And they realize that banks are not very friendly in terms of lending to a certain segment of people, especially vulnerable women and youth. And so they decided that they will provide the funding, but they don't have the financial expertise to, you know, analyze loan applications and what. So they partnered with a bank. So they provide the funding, they provide the financing, we provide the expertise, and then together we can empower the women and youth.
Right. Thank you so much. Haji Fauzia, what are the two objects of these projects?
Thank you very much. The two projects have the key objectives. I would like to say that is to increase employment opportunities, market access, and income for women and youth in South Sudan. And of course, we are going to achieve that through establishment and growth of micro and small enterprise through business development services, technical training, linking them to markets, strengthening also institutional capacity, and also to support also the growth of village saving and loans association that are established and registered. So through this project, we are hoping to have some of the new village saving and loans association and established and registered.
Right. And Pauline, what is the main objective of this project?
The main objective of this project is basically what we've all been working and talking about. It's women and youth empowerment. When we look at youth and women empowerment, we look at how do we make the economic systems more economically inclusive? We have to realize that the young people will be the new leaders of this country. And if we don't empower them now, economically and socially, we will not reach and we will not continue reaping the dividends of the hard-won peace that South Sudan has.
Right. So who's eligible to benefit from this project and how? Yes, Fauzia, you can take that up.
As I earlier mentioned, of course, Pauline would be in a good position to say that, but women and youth with running some enterprises, those are the eligible people, but I leave to Pauline to talk
Pauline.
More on that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Fauzia. So we have actually supporting two groups of I would say beneficiaries, but I think in the position of the bank, we call them the borrowers, because we are looking at this project as mainstreaming financial services to the young women and young men of this country. So we're looking at youth, which is we define as young people aged 18 to 35. We target 50% of them women, and within these groups we look at VSLAs, we look at existing relatively new enterprises who have been in the business for 3 to 5 years, but we also look at young people who may have the interest to start a business, who may have the idea but do not have the capital, do not have the skills. So what the two projects do is we take them from how do you nurture this idea, how do you build upon it, and how do you build your business from it. So we link them up with the skills, the business development services, and the financial capital that goes with it so that they could move forward and create employment for themselves and for others. As regards to the existing enterprises, we look at what would be young entrepreneurs doing and what would they need so that they could accelerate their growth and create more employment. We have to realize that, for instance, the ILO talks about 90% of all employment in Eastern, Western, and Central Africa are by micro and small enterprises. Mm-hmm. We could also leverage that in South Sudan and help economic recovery and growth.
Right. So how can these young people apply? Or do you already have them?
So we, in the spirit of inclusion and to ensure that we have more in-depth engagements with the young people on the ground, have partnered with 7 different local NGOs.
Right.
So these local NGOs have partnered with different state stakeholders on the ground, and they work together and they select, they come up with the criteria locally, so because we look at area-based programming, and they enroll some of these interested young men and young women into the project. They are prepared together with Stanbic Bank. We sat down and actually looked at their loan application form from 24 pages, which we know many of our young people, considering the literacy levels we have in the country, might not make it,
right,
to a more simplified version of about 5 pages. We take them through, help them put their ideas into words, and bring it to Stanbic Bank.
Right. Thank you so much. Now, James, what role is the bank playing in this project?
Okay, like I said, the role the bank is playing is to bring that financial expertise in terms of providing financial literacy, but also helping the youth and women to, you see, the program is intended to grow them to a level where they can walk into a bank on their own and be able to get money.
Right.
So it's like a baby. You give them breast milk, then soft foods, then
introduce solids.
So that's what we're doing. We've introduced a simple loan form, a simple business plan, and with that, we hope that they can now begin to keep records. Because looking at some of the applications initially, people don't know how much do I sell every day, what are my costs, you know, what is my profit. So that's the kind of information that we're helping them to, you know, understand.
Right. So in what setting is that happening? Do you have workshops, or do they just walk into your bank?
No, initially, like Paulina said, we're working with some local NGOs who actually go out and identify them.
Mm.
Once they've identified them, they give some basic, you know, registration and financial literacy. Then we come in at that level, share with them the applications. But as the program progresses, we will be going out to the field to then, you know, give the actual financial literacy to say, this is how you keep records.
Okay.
This is, you know, how you, you know, engage with your customers. Basically, we want them, like I said, to graduate from just, you know, having a stall.
Right. So we are still in the initial stages.
We are still in the
initial stages. Now, Fauzia, how many of these young people have managed to come through?
So far, let me check, and then just be sure I'm giving you the correct number. So far are 62 individuals, micro small enterprise, and 12 cooperatives have been awarded the interest free loans that amounting 2 million .7 South Sudanese pound.
Right, and are those here in Juba, Pauline? Are those members in Juba, or it cuts across?
No, it cuts across. The project is actually looking at 7 different states, combined the UNDP Youth Enterprise Project and the UN Women Private Sector Development Project. So these are in 7 states, and when the project was being developed, we looked at the different criteria together with the African Development Bank, which looked at stability, which looks at the cases of the room and space for micro enterprises to grow. So at least you have functioning markets, you have linkages with different markets, and of course some peace, security, and stability that would allow for trading, for that would allow for value chain addition activities to happen.
Right. So how long is this project going to last?
The project is going to last 2025, and so it's like a 4 years project.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was approved in 2021, but implementation starts in 2022 because it was approved December.
Implementation started in 2022?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you hope to see after these projects are finalized at the end of everything?
Employment creation,
mm-hmm.
and strengthened businesses of the micro and small enterprises,
mm.
and also generally we are looking forward to see some stability and
right.
Social cohesion,
mm-hmm.
because these are the issue that sometimes when there are unemployment and people they are having no job, you find some instability. So
mm-hmm.
towards the end of this project, we hope that the project will contribute to economic recovery, peace building through private sector development, job creation,
mm-hmm.
and also empowerment of women and youth.
Right. Thank you so much, Fauzia there. Now, James, these people have been awarded, is it an interest-free loan? What does that mean to the layman who is listening right now?
Okay, traditionally when the bank lends you money, the expectation is that you pay interest. You know, you pay application fees. There are quite a number of fees that are involved.
Mm-hmm.
But for this particular fund, we're saying if we give you 2 million SSP, pay back 2 million SSP.
Right.
Because we also realize that in the environment that we are in, the interest component may make it difficult for these businesses to
mm-hmm.
grow. So the other thing is that it's a revolving fund. So we give you 2 million, you pay back, we can give you more or lend to another one. So we want to encourage people to, you know, actually pay back this money, not look
right.
at it as, okay, I've been given some money and I cannot pay back. So
clearly.
Pay back so that we can grow
right.
the fund.
Right. So how are you going to monitor them to ensure that they do pay back?
One, in terms of the vetting process,
mm-hmm.
we're making it a bit rigorous, not as, you know, the way we would do for formal organizations, but
mm-hmm.
we're making it rigorous, but also with building social cohesion where people will kind of guarantee each other, you know, for example, if you're in a VSL, you're, you know, 15 of you,
right.
the other 15 or 14 members ensure that, you know, member number 15 pays, so there's that bit of social guarantee to ensure that people pay back.
All right, James Cook, Pauline Carrion, and Haji Fauzia, thank you so much for your time. And just before I let you go, what is your message to our listeners? I'll start with you, Pauline.
Thank you very much. I think my main message is that South Sudan is ready for development, and that development will be driven by the young people, whether we like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be the young people who will propel the country towards economic recovery and finally reaping the dividends of peace
right.
through projects, development projects like the youth enterprise and the projects private sector development. We aim to build resilience, and by building resilience we protect livelihoods.
Right, thank you. And James?
For me, I appeal to the people that are involved and the beneficiaries of this to ensure that it works.
Mm.
Once it works, more partners will come on board. You know, people like to be associated with success.
Yeah.
So if they see succeeding, then more partners will come and will have a more bigger fund. And also, I want to see probably 4 or 5 years from now,
right.
one of these, you know, youth and women walking into a bank on their own and being able to get credit.
Right. And Haji Fauzia?
I would like to encourage people to share their successes. But through sharing of their successes, they also encourage others who may feel like, you know, getting a loan from the bank cannot help them. So once they share the successes, I think this will trickle down and have a more clients.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Fauzia, Pauline, and James, thank you so much for your time.